In the holy letters of the Rebbe, Volume 10, this is letter number 3085, dated the 8th day of Kislev Toshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. Rav Achos, the Rebbe is addressing it to Vareinu Nissen Sheyichya Nemenov, Shalom Uvracha. So, he made a trip, he asked the Rebbe to make a trip to the Rebbe, and that was a major, in those days, to make a trip from France to the United States and back is not, wasn't like today, hopping on a plane and 10 hours later you're there. It was a little bit more complex, and you needed to get a visa, you needed to get clearance, and you needed to cost a lot of money, you know. And the people didn't use credit cards as they use today, you know. Even they don't have money, they just put it on credit, put it into plastic, you know. But so anyways,
not only that, there was no direct flight. I think they had to stop in the Azores or someplace.
So anyways, so the Rebbe addressed it to Rebbe Nissen Nemenov Shalom Vracha. The Rebbe says, in a timely fashion, I received your telegram that you came home peacefully. And I also received your letter of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and that preceded it. Thank you for the good news that you included in that letter. And may it be the will, as the expression of the Rebbe Maharash, who said that you should go from good to even better. In other words, sometimes people think you should only go to good if things are bad for you. No. He says you should go from good, things may be very well for you, but they should be even better. As soon as possible, in the situation, they don't explain here what the Rebbe is talking about. The Rebbe was talking about something specifically, and then the Rebbe says, and therefore you would also be able to give good news. Contents would be good news because of the improvement and gotten better, fully better. I guess he wrote to the Rebbe that the situation improved. And the Rebbe is saying, from improvement, from better, it should go even better. So the Rebbe said, I'm a little bit surprised that we had a discussion before you left, before you traveled, that you shouldn't make it too difficult. There was a certain individual they were talking about, but the Rebbe said to be lenient with him in matter, not to make too heavy in matters of Yiras Shamayim, chulu v'chulu, which means, you know, the Rebbe didn't want the person's religiosity to stand in the way of his healing and in the way of his health. The Rebbe says, don't. So the Rebbe is asking, Rebbe Nissen, he was the mashpia, so he was the guide. And the Rebbe said, we discussed not to burden him with too much of the religiosity, like to study so much or do, but to, in other words, to take it easy a little bit, to go. And the Rebbe says, we know that the Torah has given permission to a doctor. Permission means the Torah has given him power. The doctor has the power to heal. So the instructions of the doctors, that if the doctor says relaxation, the doctor says to take it easy, or whatever the doctor instructs, that is the Torah telling him. That is the power of the Torah. So you have to listen. And yet, it seems from your letter that you're not careful about this. I'm not talking about him personally, I'm talking about this other person. So the Rebbe says, for sure, it'll turn out for the good. But the Rebbe says that's not the conduct at all. That's not the way to do it at all. And the Rebbe says, at least from here and on, you should listen to the directives of the doctor about this. Don't ignore the doctor's instructions. The Rebbe says, I'm sending regards to all the Hasidim, and I'm looking forward for Besuras Tovas for good news. So here it's very interesting to see the Rebbe's view, and a lot of times people didn't want to listen to the doctors, say the doctors say you're not allowed to fast or something, and they didn't want to listen to it, and they fasted anyways, or say the doctor says that you need times to relax and you should cut down your schedule of study to allow for some more rest. Or they say, don't pray for so long so you can eat and you can, you know, do what you need to do. But some people may mistakenly think that, you know, I have to be religious and therefore I'm going to ignore what the doctor says. And the Rebbe says in many letters in here as well that that's not the proper way. The proper way is to listen to the doctor. And when you listen to the doctor is actually has the power of the Torah. So you're actually listening to the Torah. And you're listening to the Torah, you're listening to Hashem. So that's the way to go.